Aloha and welcome. This is Dr. Michelle Shine, and I am here to present Audio One in the Mauna Gardening Series here. And this audio will answer the questions, what is Mauna Gardening and how do I get started? So this is an introductory audio that you can use just to kind of get settled and get your ideas of what this technique is and then how to get started. And then in audio two, we will go through the actual experience of entering this garden. It's kind of like a guided meditation. And so you can use that daily without all the extra instruction. So I hope that's a good way to do it, because I have found that other techniques kind of do all this intro and then I just want to skip the intro and get to the good stuff, you know. And so this one, I broke it into two for you, hoping that that would make it easier for you to access either one as you wish. So let's get started. First, I want to welcome you again and thank you for joining us. I say us because Katie Kamalani, who is the co-founder of Mauna Gardening, is definitely here in spirit. And we just are excited to share this information and help you access some relaxation and some inner guidance. So let's start with answering the question, what is Mauna Gardening? So Mauna Gardening is a technique that uses your imagination to cultivate relaxation. And from there, you can then access an inner wisdom. And so when I say gardening, I do not mean like a garden with your tomatoes in real life here. I mean an inner garden. And we use the term gardening because once you begin this inner experience, it turns into a garden in that it grows, it feeds you, it nurtures you. It's a beautiful, amazing space. And mana in Hawaiian is the term for power. The ancient Hawaiians believed that no power lies outside of you. It all lies within you. And through our experience, Katie and I, through Mauna Gardening, we really truly came to a place where we felt empowered in our life. And so that's why this technique is called Mauna Gardening. So anyway, what you're going to do here with Mauna Gardening is you're going to cultivate relaxation. And the way you do that is by imagining yourself in a safe, nurturing scene. Okay, so this is where your imagination comes in. You pick a scene that feels really good to you, that would be safe and nurturing, and where you might feel loved and special and all these feelings that feel so good. You're going to cultivate all of that through your imagination. And from there, then you can start to ask questions. You can ask questions like, what do I want? Do I go here or do I go there? Do I see this person or not? What is my highest and best option here? You can ask all kinds of questions and receive an absolutely impeccable guidance that Katie and I believe when we tap into this using our imagination, we truly believe that we are contacting a higher wisdom than ourselves, because in each and every case when we receive wisdom from our gardens, it is without a doubt guidance that we feel like we could not have thought of ourselves or may not have considered. Because in these cases, some of the instructions, you know, like how to handle situations with other people, it always resulted in a space where we neither felt superior nor inferior. So that means it's without ego. And so without the ego involved, it truly seemed like the instructions or the perspectives, maybe not instructions, sometimes instructions, but definitely perspectives and ideas were always, they always felt like they were of the highest and best for all concerned. You know, never were we ever told to do something to harm another human being or the earth or anything. You know, it was always just, it felt divine. So this is what we're talking about. We're talking about accessing this divine guidance within you using your imagination. So what you're going to do is this will start to ask answer the second question. How do you get started? So to get started, what you want to do is maybe consider what spaces or places might be nurturing for you. So I'll give you an example of my first inner gardening experience and what I imagined myself, what scene I imagined myself in. So what I did was I imagined myself in a very lush, grassy spot. It was surrounded by a circular, about 2 feet tall, Hawaiian lava rock wall. And just on the outside of this circle were those gorgeous and fragrant Hawaiian ginger flowers. And if you've never smelt them, it's quite a treat to smell them because they are just divine in their scent. And you can smell them from 50 yards away. They're just so amazing. Anyway, I imagined myself in this middle of this circle. So I was completely enclosed and safe and surrounded by this lava rock wall and all these flowers. And I just felt like that was my place. And I imagined myself laying there in the grass and smelling that fragrance and just feeling fully supported by Mother Earth, and the soft grass felt really nice, and I smelled that scent, and I felt my body relax. And from there, then I started to ask questions, and that's when I started receiving guidance. And so for you, you might imagine something different. You might imagine yourself in a hammock at the beach, or maybe you're next to a stream and there's wildlife nearby, or maybe you're on a lake, on some kind of a boat, maybe you're fishing, maybe just anything that's relaxing to you. Maybe you like a quiet library to imagine yourself in. Maybe that feels really safe and nurturing. Or, you know, it could be any place where you've ever been. It could be, you know, on a mountain hike somewhere, and you come across a beautiful meadow that you remember seeing one day, and just imagine yourself there in that meadow and remember seeing the flowers and the butterflies or whatever you might imagine there that would allow you to feel nurtured and safe and loved and even cherished. You know, you could have loved ones nearby. You could be just swinging with your child on the swing set somewhere, or maybe you're flying in a plane and just looking down, or one of those gliders where it's super peaceful and quiet and you're in a glider just overlooking gorgeous scenery. You know, whatever kind of place you believe would be relaxing. So just what you're going to do is kind of pick a couple of these places and maybe sense yourself in them, and you're going to get to that relaxed place in the next audio. So that's what I'd like you to consider, is where your relaxing place is. Where is this place that is so nurturing to you? Maybe you're at a hot spring and you're nice and warm and cozy in the hot spring, and just on the outside of the hot spring is a full buffet of food, so you feel nurtured and supported and warm and toasty, and maybe that's your relaxing scene. So that's what we're going to do. That's how you get started, is relaxing, is getting your body into a relaxed state using your imagination. So with that, I would like to close audio one. And again, thank you for listening. And maybe start thinking about what your place is, what's your nurturing safe space. And we'll get going into audio two to start accessing that and get familiar with that place and that feeling of relaxation. Thank you again, and aloha.